This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Peter Bukowski joins us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, Locked On Packers podcast. Follow him on Twitter at Peter_Bukowski. Schneider's hiring drivers right now. For more info, call him 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. Peter, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
That was almost a who's on first skit, guys.
It was. Yeah, it was. I had no idea. We were talking about the Bucs. I just thought we were going to be able to get a hold of you, so we just moved on
Peter,
to the Bucs conversation.
Never misses a chance to...
So let's talk a little bit about this Packers team right now. Your thoughts, I guess, first off, on Robert Tonyan, the tight end, and his lack of impact so far in this Packers offense.
Ooh, we're really starting with the high points today, aren't we?
Yep.
Man, it has gotten really, really disappointing for the man they call Big Bob. And the blocking has regressed in a way that I don't think we even could have predicted. I mean, I think it would have been easy to say, look, he's not going to catch as many touchdown passes as he did last year. That was just unsustainable goal line craziness. The Packers were historically good in the red zone last year, and a lot of that was they use scheme to get Tonyan wide open. And it wasn't like he was, you know, not doing other things in the middle of the field. I mean, he beat Deion Jones, who's a very good cover linebacker, on a slant route in the Atlanta Falcons game when the Packers were playing with you and me at receiver. And so that, you know, I think that showed something. But he is not getting open consistently. Part of that is they're using him as a chip release guy and empty. Matt LaFleur talked about that yesterday a little bit.
Yep.
But the blocking has gotten like Jimmy Graham levels of bad. And I don't know if it is an effort issue. I haven't looked at the reps enough to know how much of it is technique and how much of it is effort. But it's bad. And he is actively hurting them in the run and pass game when he's asked to be a blocker. And in this Matt LaFleur offense, you just can't have that. I'm not going to be surprised if we see Josiah DeGuara, who's easing his way back into this offense, start to eat up more and more of those snaps if this continues.
Yeah, I would like that. I think when Jenkins came back, I was really watching Peter Royce Newman for consecutive games. He's given up sacks on the interior, but it seemed like he's a better run blocker. He's very athletic when they pull him. The offensive line was a pleasant surprise coming up to this. I wasn't surprised that Aaron got sacked three times. What I was surprised by, both running backs had averaged 5 yards a carry. This is a true 1-2 punch, especially with the two Cleveland guys hurt. This could be one of the tops in the NFL.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And Matt LaFleur has been for a couple weeks saying we need to get A.J. Dillon the ball more often.
Yes.
This is 2 weeks in a row he's broken off a chunk run, and that was something that, you know, I think there were some questions before he tested about his ability to break off big plays. He did it at college in times, but you see a guy that's 6'1", 250,
mm-hmm.
and has got quads like oak trees, you're going, okay, this guy is Natrone Means, right, Leroy? Like
yep,
that, but
exactly.
He's not.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not that kind of back at all. He can put his foot in the ground and get downhill and create. I mean, we saw him make a safety miss in the hole with just a little sort of jerk move, and that is something that we're seeing an evolution in his game, guys. Like, he was not a pass catcher coming out of Boston College. He said he worked hard on it, and he's mm-hmm. become a real threat in the passing game. He looks more explosive to me this year than he did last year. Now, he's not Derrick Henry. No one is. But when you see him break off these 25, 30-yard runs, I think that really tells you something. I think you're right, Leroy. This is an interesting thing with Royce Newman because In pass protection, I think when he's just asked, block that guy. He's very good. He's got really good feet.
Yeah.
But he gave up two sacks on just busted alignments and slide protections that Aaron Rodgers said after the game were easy reads and calls.
Yep.
And so that is where you start to worry. But it is where when you go, okay, David Bakhtiari gets back, they have options now. You can slide Elgton Jenkins in at left guard and move John Runyon Jr. to right guard if you wanted. John Runyon was moving folks on Sunday, and this is a very good Bears front, and they were moving bodies. I would not be surprised if that is at least a competition when Bakhtiari gets back.
Yeah, I think last one for me, Peter, may not be, but I just want to look at the fact that when you win games, you probably, you know, struggle a little bit. Cincinnati, of course, and the Bears, they started out so fast. The leadership on this team is amazing, and I like the leadership because when Aaron scored that touchdown, when he told the Bears he owned them, I wish he would have said, "This is my house." You just seem like everybody rallied around him and supported that. Even the unsportsmanlike with Mario Edwards Jr., you know, the guys are rallying around him. That's what it's about this year. That's the reason why they're winning. It's because of leadership like Aaron Rodgers and Big Dog. Because the Darius is not there to be the voice. Aaron Rodgers is the voice, and I love it. And I think that's the reason why they're winning these games.
Well, and I think to that point, you go through the offseason that you did.
Yep.
And, you know, everyone is saying the right things about we're rallying around him, he's our guy, you know. And look, they know that the best chance that they have to win a Super Bowl this year is Aaron Rodgers. Everyone knows that. And at the same time, I think it would be human for some people in the locker room to be going, I don't know if this guy really wants to be here. I don't know if he's all in. That would be a natural reaction. I don't even know that I'm saying that is the case, but it would be a natural human reaction to feel that way. This could be that sort of galvanizing moment, that RELAX moment, that we're going to run the table moment, where the team goes, all right, let's expletive go. You know what I mean? And mm-hmm. I think that it could be a moment where everyone just goes, all right, we're here. This guy is still, you know, he's still that dude. And, you know, I think this could be something that they take off from here, to your point. The leadership has held them together. I think Matt LaFleur deserves a ton of credit for the way that these guys have continued to fight. Joe Barry deserves a ton of credit. The way that they covered, I know Justin Fields is not a world beater yet. He's so talented, but he's not there yet. But for Rasul Douglas to come in off the street 2 weeks ago, I mean, he was on a practice squad, but come in cold, learn this defense, and be able to play it at a high level. I loved his aggressiveness. He tackled. There is an energy on this team that whoever is going to come in is going to come in and play at a high level. It reminds me a little bit, guys, of 2010 when they had a lot of those injuries and guys, it was just like one guy after another. I mean, they brought in Eric Walden. You know, he was God knows where. And all of a sudden he's having three sack games against Jay Cutler and they're, you know, winning playoff games.
That's a great point.
Peter, we've got like a minute left. Tell everybody about the Locked On Packers podcast we know about, but tell everybody about The Leap.
The Leap is a newsletter that we have put together, me and Jason Hirschhorn. It is free every Monday, our big takeaways from the game, and it is in a lot of ways it's an extension of what we do on Locked On Packers, the how and the why of what's going on. Dive a little deeper, not just like, hey, this Matt LaFleur said this. Today we talked about the empty formations and how the changes that he made affect this offense, not just, hey, they're doing this thing, but what does it mean? How is it impacting the team? And so I think it's for people who really – want to get deep on their team.
And
so,
I'm going to be calling you.
Substack.com.
I'll be calling you real quick to do a feature on that, The Leap. Obviously, I got to do it. It's called The Leap.
It would make sense, yeah. You don't want Robert Brooks to do it? All right, Peter Bukowski, Locked On Packers podcast. Follow him on Twitter at
Peter_Bukowski.
Peter, thank you so much.
This guy.
Thanks, guys.
You bet. You join us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider Tire and Drivers right now. For more info, call him 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.